For the joy of the Lord is our strength. We bow down and worship Him now. How great, how awesome is He. Let's sing that again. We stand. We stand and lift up our hands. For the joy of the Lord is our strength. We bow down and worship Him now. How great, how awesome is He. And together we sing. We stand and lift up our hands, for the joy of the Lord is our strength. We bow down and worship Him now. How great, how awesome is He, and together we sing. Lord.
I was gonna say, if something went wrong with my Martin guitar, I'd be calling their plant in Nazareth, Pennsylvania. Be having a little talk. I put my faith in you. You're the closest thing I have to an idol. That's not a joke. All right.
With your great love for me.
do thank you that we do know the Lamb. You sent us your Son as the perfect Lamb, and you did so out of love, and that we can, as this song talks about, that we can walk with Jesus. That he leads us beyond our sin, beyond our weakness, into a holiness, a righteousness, which is only possible with you. And we thank you that you walk through this life with us, that you are guiding us, and that you are present with us. And so we look now, we look at this, what is a piece of paper with words on it, prayer lists, prayer words, prayer items. And yet we know that behind each of these words stands a story, and stands a person or a family, person, people who are precious in your eyes. Help us to keep that in mind as we pray today and throughout this week. We do pray for those who need healing, Father. We see that we have quite a list today. We think of people who are facing different circumstances. Everything from things that are just interrupting life and inconvenient. And we just would ask you to be present there and to bring peace. And then other situations that by all measurements and from all perspectives are very serious, God. Pray for Kay Nixdorf as her surgery was delayed. Pray that you'd bring her peace. Pray for my mom, for Joyce Cody, as she has an appointment this week, as they look into the chronic issue with her, with the blood. Give wisdom to the doctors there. Give them insight. Give them give hope to my mom. We pray for families, for the Davis family, the Cobb family, for Bob and Kelly. Pray for Charlie. I saw him walking this morning, God, walking down the road as I was on my way here this morning, and I was blessed to see that. I just pray for your just words of encouragement, and that you would make each of us mindful how we can encourage him and others in similar situations. We pray for Zedek. We pray for my dad as he has fallen back into this battle with AFib. Heart, pray that there would be a more permanent solution that the doctors could explore. We pray that you would bring him energy and rest and a solution to that issue. We pray for Mary Hannah's sister Patty, who's been hospitalized in Wisconsin. Pray that your presence and your peace and your healing would be with her, and that your presence would be with Mary today and her family as Patty is on their hearts and minds. Pray for Martine and Mary. Thank you that they are here with us again today, but we do lift up the situation with them from this past week as they were walking down the sidewalk with their dog, and they were attacked by a pit bull. We thank you for protecting Martine and Mary, and we do pray for their dog, Marty. We understand there's been some pretty severe wounds inflicted upon their dog. I just pray that your peace would be present in their lives as well. Thank you for a new life. We celebrate today. We dedicate the new life that's been added to the McElhaney family. So we thank you for Thedia, just the precious new baby that she is and the joy that she brings to everyone who gets to see her. We pray for Bob and Kelly as they are expecting, and for Alicia and Ken as they are expecting. We also pray for Nate and Rebecca Erb as they are expecting. I pray that your hand would be upon all of these mothers and fathers as they await the promised child to come. We thank you for the call to go, the call to be involved in missions. I pray that as Mark and Kristen are here, not today with us, but as they are here in the States, traveling and reporting and raising support, that your hand would go with them in every situation, that you would go before them in terms of their need, that there would be sufficient support if not abundant support, that they would just be amazed at the way you have provided for the work that you have called them to. You've made it possible. We pray for Deanne. We pray for Samuel Ramirez. We pray for Tiffany Nunez in medical school. And anyone else that we are overlooking today in terms of missions, we ask your hand of favor and blessing upon them. We pray for our world, Father. We pray for peace in this world. We know that you are the Prince of Peace. We know that you will have the final word in every situation. And that when things look very dark and hopeless, that we know that that is not so with you. That there is redemption, that there is restoration. Because you have overcome death itself. So we do pray for our nation, even in this time of there's a lot of division. I pray that you would bring listening hearts and minds. Bring humility, bring kindness, bring your truth into every situation. We thank you for this time that we have together. We are grateful to gather in this place, to gather with this family. We pray for those who are not here with us now for a number of reasons. We just praise you this morning. We love you. And we ask all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Oh, I did miss one thing there I saw added to my list. Grace Erb has an eye procedure this week, so we do lift her up also in prayer. Okay. Well, good morning, everyone. Welcome. You might notice that I'm not Matt Weaver. He usually does this, but Matt is at home being Dr. Dad. He's got some sick kids at home. I don't know if he'll be joining us. I don't know if Mary and he are going to tag team this morning. Okay, so thanks, Mary. We'll see you later. we'll get Matt here maybe then. But anyhow, so we also pray for the Weaver kids that they'd be healthy. All right. Let's see here. By way of announcements, I hope you guys all had fun last week at the church picnic. I'm noticing in the bulletin it says picnic under them. Is there a picnic happening today after your message? Okay, yeah. So there's no picnic today. Maybe everyone will go out to eat. Yeah, you can go have a picnic, I guess. I was just looking there. It's kind of interesting. So, yeah, we had the picnic last week. I hope that was fun for everyone. We had awesome weather. I think that was just about the best weather I think I've ever, that I can really remember in terms of a church picnic. That was beautiful. And it was a great day, a lot of fun and a lot of guests. Fun time outside worshiping together and fellowshipping. We do have a special presentation for the McElhenney family, but we'll get there in just a second. We'll have my dad will be coming up for that. Some other things to remember here. The men's breakfast is this Friday. And as I mentioned in my prayer, Mark and Kristen are here in the States. And you might want to get used to seeing them for a couple Sundays and then they vanish because they're going to be doing that. They're going to be going to traveling to different states, to different churches locally. And like I said, even I think they're going out to, I think they're doing something out in California at some point. Yeah, on their way home. Yeah. Yeah. So they'll be all around. So make the most of the time that you do get to see them when they're here on a Sunday morning, which will not include this Sunday. They're, I believe, in Wellsboro this morning. So anyway, let's see here. Summer Muggin. We will continue with Summer Muggin until September 3rd. That'll be our last Summer Muggin Sunday. And then on the 10th, we will move worship back upstairs because we will resume having Sunday school down here. So we'll go back to our normal setup at that point. Remember that if you are available and willing to help paint, to talk to Mike Shirley, things are coming along out there. If you get a chance at some point, you know, walk around, because there are some things that have been painted that aren't obvious to the eye. But anyway, we do thank everyone who's been helping with that. Let's see. And we thank John Erb. We had a plumbing situation yesterday over in the parish house. Again, something you wouldn't really notice, but his expertise and his knowledge and his servant's heart were a blessing to us and continue to be so as he helped us with that situation. So thank you, John. And anything else I'm forgetting before we get on to our commissioning? And okay.
As far as John Hello, everyone. I just wanted to say that John, we had Ashley came in the office and found the ceiling falling to the floor and water everywhere, and the McElhaneys upstairs didn't even know it was happening, and so John was really good to go right over. And then when it was all taken care of the next day, John called and said, "I've got good news and bad news." And I said, "Oh, what's that?" He said, "Well, the good news is that the pipe's replaced and the leak is fixed and everything's good that way." He said, "The bad news is when I fell off the ladder, I smashed the computer table in the office." And I said, "John, that's actually good news too." Because that was an old computer table that was just in the way. And Ashley long ago asked me to get rid of it. So, John, thank you for doing that. A word about Mark and Kristen. They actually, on the 9th, if you haven't gotten, I don't know if the invitations have gone out, but on Saturday the 9th, we're going to have here at our church a breakfast where they're going to go into detail about their ministry and their continuation in Peru. And you're all going to be invited to that. There'll be people from the whole Lancaster County community invited to that. And then the next day, which, by the way, is Mark's birthday, the 10th, they'll be doing Sunday school. The first Sunday school will be led by them, where they talk to us as a church family about their ministry. And then Mark will be preaching at the service that Sunday. So just keep those things in mind. That's going to be a really special weekend.
Well, at this time, we want to do a couple of special things. The first thing is we want to commission Aubrey Eshelman. So if Aubrey can come on up. She knows this is happening. It would be mean if we did this without telling her. It's a real privilege to have Aubrey here. Many of you know this, but I first met Aubrey as a student of mine at Lancaster County Christian School. So it's been really neat to have her connect here, plug in at Zion, and to see her grow and learn and spend some time down in Peru with that really neat experience. And now to be able to send her off as a church family to Taylor University. And I'm going to let her, do you want to say anything for a minute and let everyone know what you're going to be doing? Okay, so she's going to share and then we'll pray for her together.
So I'm hopefully going to be studying English education and maybe taking that overseas, because kind of giving back to what I grew up with. I grew up overseas, so giving back to that. But, you know, we'll see.
Yeah, Aubrey is a very special young lady, and she should be teaching English, because I told her this when she was my student. When I would be grading through a stack of papers, I would get to hers, and I would see her name at the top, and I would say, "Thank you, Jesus." I said, "Thank you, Jesus, it's Aubrey's paper," because I knew it was going to be a good read, and I would often learn something from her writing. So she certainly has gifts, not just in that area, but to see her heart as well, having grown up as a missionary kid in Albania. United States is home, but Aubrey would also say that Albania is home. She knows more of that life than even more of life in the States. So we are excited to send you off to Taylor. So let's pray this morning. Father God, we thank you for this day. We thank you for the joy that we share in knowing you. And then as we know you and fellowship with one another, we know that distances are real, but they do not overcome relationship. They do not overcome the power of fellowship that we have through the Holy Spirit. So as we send Aubrey to Taylor, we just pray a blessing upon her. We know that she will be committed to her studies and that she will do well in the classroom. And that's not to put pressure on her, because we know that she does enough of that herself to hold herself to a high standard. So we just ask that on top of all the learning, all the training of her mind and the sharpening of the skills and the gifts that you have given her, that you would also, during these years to come at Taylor, that you would speak to her heart, that you would transform her every day to be more and more in the image of your Son. And that's what we ask for all of us. But we ask that would be a key element in Aubrey's education. We pray for the people that will interact with her, the people who will be in her path everything from professors to classmates to others that she will meet. We just pray that they would take note of just the gifts and the special spirit that you have placed within Aubrey and the unique person that she is. So we just pray for your protection, for your safety, for your favor to go with Aubrey. We pray for her family. We pray for her parents, Guy and Carolyn, who are not, I didn't see them here this morning, but we pray for them as well and for her siblings as they send her off. Bring peace to their home and even draw them closer together, even though they are separated during this time. So it is with excitement that we send Aubrey, we commission her in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and we celebrate that you go with her in all places, in all times. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you. Now we like to acknowledge new life when we have new life, and the picnic was the debut of our newest little one, but we are having a rose in honor today. So we're going to invite the McElhaney family up to welcome their new one, and I'll let them tell you who that is. Here comes Tesher with a rose. Come on up, buddy. Yeah, come on up. With a little help from Daddy. You can put it right over there on the table. Here comes Mommy and Daughter. One, two, three, four, five. That's good. Seven. Who's going to give us information?
Her full name is Thadia Sophia Love McElhaney.
Nineteen. Her birth was nuts, and she swam back up when she was supposed to be down, so we had to have a C-section. But she's she hasn't stopped being a little firecracker. She's really special. Her siblings have been really amazing with her. Even Tesher has been just fantastic. She's kind of like the cherry on top for us. Her name, all the kids have characteristics of God in their name, and hers, Thadia, means brave, because Christ was so very brave. And I liked giving that to a girl. It's Greek, and Sophia is the word for wisdom. It's also Greek, so I like that as well. And love. Tesher's middle name is Steadfast. And for Thadia, it was kind of like a completion of a season for Matt and I of Christ's steadfast love that never fails and is always faithful. So, yeah, we're very, very, very grateful for her.
Let me just pray for your family. Lord, I just thank you for the McElhaney family and a family that is growing not only in numbers, but in faith and stature and in relationships and in their witness, just in so many ways, Lord. We're all about growing. We just especially welcome Thadia Sophia Love McElhaney. We thank you for her birth and her safe delivery and for her growth so far, and the growth that we trust will be hers throughout a long and fruitful life in this world. Bless this family, O Lord, each one, in your presence and peace. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Thank you. You might remember we had planned to save moving all this equipment a couple of times, so we thought after the picnic, since we had to move it to the park, we'd just take it upstairs. But we decided that the fun of mugging and informality down here and not running all the air conditioning in the church through these hot Sundays, it was worth moving it one more time, and so we are here through Labor Day Sunday. And I'm kind of happy about that. I was away a lot of the Sundays when we've been down here,
And I just love this informality. So take just a couple of minutes and welcome one another in the name of the Lord.